This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome, beautiful mama, to another solo episode of the Happy Mama Movement. One of the questions I get asked most, probably more than any other question when I'm interviewed on radio or for the media, is my morning routine. We women are obsessed with how we're going to start the day and fit in little moments for ourselves when our kids are often the ones that wake us up super early, way before we're ready, and start our day focused on them. And so the morning routine is something that I am asked about all the time. How do I do it? What does it look like? How have I changed it when kids are sick or when I've had newborns? So my morning routine, if that's what you call it, is pretty strict, but not in a strict sense of I do the same thing every day. But for me, there is nothing more important at the moment than that space for myself. My three kids, two at school and one at preschool, demand so much from me. I do school pickup and school drop-off every day, 5 days a week. And that space before they wake up in the mornings is my absolute sacred space. I have time during the day when they're at school when I can have some time on my own, but that time is so filled with my work. It's filled with all of the things I need to do to keep my business ticking along, that yes, I might be on my own, but it's not alone time. It's not self-focused. And I think as women, we must have some self-focused time. So often that self-focused time is filled with things like checking Facebook or doing things around the house. We forget completely to actually tune inwards and listen to ourselves for a moment. We forget to ask ourselves what we need. There is that beautiful video that I love that I've shared with so many of you over the years by Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, where her daughter is asking her about the juggle of being a mother and a wife and a career woman. And she shares this awesome morning routine where she sits in meditation every morning and tunes in with each of her children and asks, what do they need today? So in meditation, in that reflection, what does child number one need? What does child number two need? What does child number three need? And waiting and hearing what that answer is. Often it's something completely different than what you think is on your to-do list for them that day. Perhaps child number one actually just needs more cuddles because he's really struggling at school. When you ask this question in that way, you hear completely different answers. You then also can turn to your husband in your mind's eye and ask, what does he need today? And perhaps it's something quite similar to that first child who he just needs some comfort. He needs me to hold his hand. He needs me to have some space for him. It's often such a nurturing response we hear when we ask this way. But most importantly, I think, we have to finish that questioning process with asking, and what do I need today? And that's why my morning routine is so important to me. Because while I'm strict with the time I get up, I am not strict with what I do with that time. Sometimes it's the full shebang of yoga and meditation and journaling. Other times I just sit in the dark with a heat bag on my lower back keeping me warm and just slowly filling out some things in my diary. Sometimes I listen to a podcast or a meditation. Sometimes I'm just pottering around the house. But it's in that space, that I get to ask those questions. What does each person in my family need from me today? And what do I need? Because once they're awake and once the day is underway, that's it. That questioning process is finished. It's just one thing after another after another. It's into the to-do list. It's into the process of the day. But what happens, mamas, when we don't have that chance to connect in is we end up prioritizing all the wrong things. We end up focusing on our to-do list rather than what we really need. We end up not seeing what our children really need because all we're thinking about is today's Tuesday, we've got soccer, then we've got swimming, and then we have to go get haircuts. And that's our list. So we must find a way to connect in with ourselves in the morning before the day gets underway. And yes, I hate to say it, but that often means getting up before everybody else. Now, having worked in breakfast radio for 15 years, waking up at 3:30 in the morning and getting ready and off to work and actually being at my desk working by 4:30 used to be a common thing for me. So I know that for my body clock, mornings are much easier for many of you. However, motherhood requires change to routine, and motherhood requires us to accept a new normal. So if you haven't been a morning person up until now, I get that. But here's the thing, beautiful. If we don't start making this our new routine, I guarantee you, you will always feel like you're chasing your tail. Always. There has to be some space for you first. And once they're up and the day is going, yes, there are so many techniques I can share with you about how to be more mindful while you're making lunches, how to use the time in the shower to connect with yourself, how to incorporate all these mindfulness techniques while everyone's around you. But seriously, the most important thing you can do is find some space, even if it's only 15 minutes, to just connect with yourself first. So what if your little one is awake at 5 a.m.? What if this isn't actually physically possible for you right now because you're up all night with a child that's still feeding or a child that's having nightmares or any other reason of why you can't get up before they do in the mornings? I get that. I've been there so many times as well. But here's the thing. You can still find 10 minutes to focus on your thoughts. You still can. Sit on the bathroom floor if you have to and lock the bathroom door and focus on yourself. Put them in front of the TV. I know that some childhood development experts wouldn't love me saying that, but you know what? You are a better mama to that child if you can have 10 or 15 minutes to yourself. Even the youngest child can understand that this is mummy's time. She just needs to go in here and do her little morning thing, and I'll be back in a moment. And if you have a partner at home, sit them down and say to them, this is so important. From the minute these kids are awake until the moment they all fall asleep at night, I am so focused on giving my all to everybody. I give my all to you. I give my all to the kids. I give my all to the work. If that's where you're going sometimes, I am giving. And I have to have some space every single day to receive for myself. And you must have a strong boundary around this. This is the only way for us to really start reconnecting to ourselves. It's our only way to get clear on those priorities, to see what each child and our partner and ourselves need, to prioritize the right things. So my morning routine, yes, it starts well before the kids wake up. I sneak into my son's bedroom at either 5 or 5:30, depending on how much sleep I've had overnight and how many times they've all woken me. Because let me make something really clear. Our family is not in a good place with sleeping and hasn't been for a really long time. Unlucky if I have two nights a week where I get a full night's sleep. So I'm still in the thick of that, even with a 3-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 9-year-old. So I get it, Mama. But I get up at 5 or 5:30, sneak into my son's bedroom, put his blanket over him because that will at least give me another hour because he always wakes when he's cold. So if I can sneak that blanket on, I know I've got an hour. And I go downstairs and I turn on the dim light and I make myself some warm water and I heat my heat bag and I sit down. I have my journal, I have my headphones, I have whatever I need, and I just wait. What do I need? What do I feel like doing? What's my body needing this morning? Sometimes it's really strong yoga. Sometimes it's just sitting and listening to meditation music. But there's always a question of what do I need this morning to connect with myself, to get stronger again after the terrible night, to prepare for this beautiful day. And on the days that doesn't happen, I absolutely see the difference in how I show up. So morning routines don't have to be strict. I don't have a particular formula to follow, but I do prioritize that space. And even if you can just start with 10 or 15 minutes, I promise you, you will notice such a difference that that extra 10 or 15 minutes sleep will seem so unimportant compared to how amazing you feel when you connect with yourself this way. And if you need extra inspiration, jump on Google and Google Jada Pinkett Smith motherhood and you'll find the video I'm talking about. So here's to getting up just that little bit earlier and finding that space for ourselves. Thanks, beautiful mamas. Sat Nam. Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. I truly believe that great things happen when we come together to support and uplift each other. So to help spread the word and build the movement, I'd love it if you could pop over and leave a review. And if you have a mama friend who'd also love this insight, please share with her. Until next time, beautiful mama, Sat Nam.